Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Title of that was Go. You have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio, man. It's your boy, Max English. You know what I'm saying? And y'all know what the fuck the title is, especially if you seeing this shit online. All right? The sheeple. Don't listen. I swear, man. Some of y'all motherfuckers piss me off with that dumb shit. You know what I mean? So, I just say it like this here, man. Y'all need to go ahead and do that shit and listen, read, and pay attention to some shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Step outside your comfort zone. That's all it do. We're going to talk about a few things, man, because some of y'all just, like, don't get the message. You know what I'm saying? And it's cool. We do our best out here to bring y'all some real information and not just some bullshit that, you know, of course you got to hear this shit, but you got to find out if the shit is right. That's what the fuck we do around here. 646-478-0944. I want to give a shout out to everybody that listen online, because I know some of y'all just, you know, scared. But it's cool. All right. So check us out. We'll be back in a few minutes. I got some new music that I'm going to play tonight. And hey, y'all motherfuckers in the right spots. Yo, 1, 2. All right. So we're going to get that shit popping in a second. That's what's up. That's what's up. I want to let y'all know out there, man, we broadcast live from Cleveland, Ohio, Bar City Music Studios. We just happen to be in the living room tonight. What you doing out there? Okay. We got Chef Yvette in the house tonight. She cooking,
what was it?
Shrimp and broccoli stir fry. So y'all, I guess y'all know how to do that out there. And for those that don't, you know, we can get some tips for you. But on everything, you know, tonight, man, I want to talk about some shit, you know, that I've been noticing that's going on with everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's really kind of hard to have a decent conversation nowadays without people looking at you crazy as fuck. I call it the protecting the master shit syndrome. You know, it's always somebody that's going to tell you what you're saying is fucked up because you don't think the way they do. You know, I started out a sheeple too. I mean, I grew up a sheeple, man. Everybody was telling me shit. I used to just be like, wow, and soaking it up and gazing it like 1 + 1 = 2. But the math that we use today, 1 + 1 = 2, with a connotation or a number by it, and then it'll give you a description of what that number means. Is are you speaking pieces? Are you speaking units? I mean, it all depends on what one equates to. See, when the motherfuckers start telling you that 1 + 1 = more than 2, you should automatically know that something ain't fucking right. You know what I mean? But we ain't that type of people. We follow the trends. We follow the markets. I'm going to go back a little bit in history just to bring something up to y'all motherfucking attention. I don't know if you remember during the 70s and the late 60s civil rights era with all the marching and all the protesting and, you know, our grandparents getting hosed down and shit because, once again, the niggas didn't want to be slaves, man. We wanted to be free. We wanted to have equal rights. But the fucked up part about that was is that we want to uphold the Constitution that wasn't written for us anyway. We always doing that shit. We always looking for somebody to save us. We always looking for somebody to tell us what to fucking do. And it ain't just black people. I'm going to take you further back in history. Maybe you'll have to look this shit up too. Before slavery, they had this thing, you know, all these white people over in Europe was tricking all the people in Europe. And guess who lived in Europe? White people. So if you didn't know Latin, if you was poor, if you weren't part of the elite squad or the royal family or somehow engrafted into the educational process through the church, then your ass didn't speak Latin and you couldn't understand the fuck they said. They told you in English what the fuck they said. Okay? Now, 1 to 10, how many chances is you going to get out of that shit that these motherfuckers told you the truth? Or did they tell you what they wanted you to know? Or what they wanted you to believe so that they could do what? Control your motherfucking ass. That's why we got social security numbers. Look that shit up. That's why we got birth certificates. Look that shit up. What do you think Wall Street is for? We are the new slaves. Y'all motherfuckers want to talk about niggas in prison? How about everybody that got a job right now that pay taxes? What are we doing? We are paying tribute to the Queen of England. Why? Look that shit up. Because we owe her ass. When I say we owe her, we never did win the fight for freedom that we always celebrate every year on, you know, Independence Day, July the 4th, y'all. It wasn't, you know, we had won that war. It's like this. If you keep going up against me and shit and I keep whooping your motherfucking ass, eventually I'm going to get tired of whooping your ass. And I'm going to say, look here, mother. Since you want your freedom and shit, you want me to leave you alone, pay me to leave you alone. Or I'm going to whoop your ass on GP. And that's exactly what the fuck happened with America the Great. See, Prince Charles was the one that owned this motherfucking country. They were the ones who decided to colonize this bitch. Not the motherfucker that lived here. They got sent here. And the people that were here were the Moors, not the American Indians. It was the Moors. And see, Moor is a people, not a skin color. You know what I'm saying? They gave us the name Black. They gave us the name African American. Half of us wasn't from Africa. It was from here. Before they came to this motherfucker, it was mostly Black people, Asian people. Because if you do your geography, man, if you do some motherfucking history, you'll understand that hundreds of thousands of years ago, the motherfucking continents were all joined. They tell you about that shit in the Bible, but you don't read that shit from that standpoint. You're looking for your savior. Now, if you want to know some history, you trying to learn some knowledge, fuck with the Old Testament. Because in my opinion, the New Testament came away. And even though he said, I ain't come to do away with the Old Testament. Well, I came to make perfect what was imperfect about the Old Testament. So in other words, God made a mistake. I don't think so. Because, you know, Jesus didn't say he put the moon in the sky, did he? Somebody going to say, oh, you going to hell. I ain't going to hell, motherfucker. You going to hell for following the motherfuckers that's telling you what they want to tell you. And you tell me that I'm wrong. I could be. But you could be, too. So you got to take that shit into consideration. You got faith and you got confidence in what you believe is right. And so do I. What's wrong with that? Nothing. I'm still who I am. You can still love me. Just don't try to make me think like you think. That's just the way I am. We do a lot of shit around here, man. We got all of these cops killing niggas all around this company. It's not a country no more. We owned by the Federal Reserve Bank. Check that shit out. And truth, the proof is right on the motherfucking highway. You ever notice when you ride down the highway and you see them little green signs, you ride through one of your cities that'll say corporation limit? It's, you know, we don't live in societies no more, man. We just big-ass tax revenue for those that's in charge. That's why tonight's show is called The Sheeple Don't Listen. I watched the video the other night where this little Chinese lady said she died. She's an artist. Okay, and she died and came back and was able to draw the pictures of the vision that she had. And in her vision, Jesus came down and took her to hell and showed her the that gave her, wow, that sounded like something that was in the Bible. Now that I think about it, I heard that shit before. You see what I'm saying, man? These motherfuckers always try to pull some shit. Even the Chinese people ain't on the game now. They ain't gonna just sell you hair and nails now, motherfucker. They gonna sell you fake history. That's a fucked up shit. But for real, you know, so even these motherfuckers is doing it, man. Oh, my God. But she said she was able to remember the whole account of how Jesus came to her and after she died. Now, this is what happened. She was dead on the hospital table. They pronounced her dead at whatever time zone she was at that point in time. She was dead. All right? So Jesus came and took her all to the depths of hell and showed her all the different places and the torment and how the demons were there, and they were they had pleasure in tormenting souls. Now she drew all these pictures of all of these demons and all of these motherfuckers, but the picture of Jesus that she drew was the blonde haired blue eyed motherfucker standing in a white robe with the heart, with the thorns around the heart on his chest like a necklace. Okay? Now, she was able to draw all of the pictures of the demons in the rooms and the places in hell that she remembered from this vision, but she could not remember what Jesus looked like. So she opted to use the one that you can see on most of the black churches in the community. That's some funny shit. Now, another thing that strikes me funny is in all of the pictures that you see of Jesus, he's holding up Masonic hand signs. As above, so below. If you get into Masonic orders or hand symbols, and there's somebody putting this shit out there. Okay? And I done tried some of this shit. It worked. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers recognized me. And I was like, damn. So, you know, it's truth in the fact of action. So if you can execute something and it come to, you know, fruition and shit, then I don't know how the fuck it could be a lie. But some should be billionaire or trillionaire to exercise. And unfortunately, we haven't made that mark. And judging by the way they knocking all the rich people off when they don't follow the, you know, the way of life, might not make it. I won't sign up for that party. What we got to do, though, straight up with the information that they do have, it's really shrinking. If you think about it, man. We're getting a lot of motherfucking propaganda now. We're getting more bullshit. So it's just like Neo said in The Matrix, man. When they kept saying, why the fuck they ain't answer my questions? It was pretty much about you're not answering the right. You're not asking the right question. So I kind of practice asking different questions, man, to get a different answer. And when I'm looking for something that's going to teach me something, I usually have to search for the right topic or know the title. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, you're just going to get some old Vine shit or some shit that they put together for you, you know, to keep you really suppressed with the information. And you run around here acting like you know something. Oh, everybody do that shit, man. All the way to so-called, let me see, what's the name of them people? The Hebrew Israelites and all that shit. You know what I mean? All them motherfuckers do that shit, man. I say, damn. So one thing I did want to stress is that all the religions of the world come from one place. One place, man. Y'all got to understand the divide and conquer thing. If I could separate y'all into different religions and the different nationalities and the different races and different classes, then I can control you better. Okay? I can control the weak, especially because they don't have shit. So whatever they do have, I can take it, make it a little harder for the motherfuckers. Now, you motherfuckers that got a little bit of money, y'all think y'all got it made. But half of the motherfuckers that used to be managers, them motherfuckers work for the city now and the county. You know what I mean? McDonald's got a lot of managers, and Rallies might have two, but they owned by one company. You know what I'm saying? One company owned all this shit. And every and here's a tidbit for you motherfuckers. Y'all know I do this shit. Every McDonald's has a land contract. Okay? So they not only own the structure, they own the land that their businesses sit on. If you're talking about smart, the motherfucker who, and I got to go back and look at my notes to see his real name, but it ain't got nothing to do with McDonald's, okay? This motherfucker, everybody thought that he was going to get into real estate or, you know, because he decided he wanted to open up some hamburger joints. The first thing he needed to do was acquire land. And so they would sit around the table, him and all his rich friends, and his rich friends would laugh at him because they knew what they was going to do. They went to school and learned businesses and that other, and everybody was tycoons at a young age. But this motherfucker was going around buying land that nobody else would. And they was talking about him. Like, why is you buying all that shit, man? What the fuck is you going to do with that crappy ass? You can't grow nothing there, and it's not other boo-woo. And this motherfucker told him, yeah, well, watch what the fuck with my land. See, most people want to buy businesses. They want to start a business. They don't want to own the land. They don't want a title deed. They continue to be tenants. If you don't own the land, you are a tenant. All right? A mortgage. Look up the definition of mortgage. I'm not going to tell you motherfuckers that. Y'all don't listen. Look up the definition of mortgage and you tell me what's the difference between you and a motherfucker that pay rent. Smart-ass motherfucker. That's why eminent domain is always going down, okay? Always. You do not own the land. If you own the land, they will offer you some money to get it up. And only a fool will say no, because they'll take it. No, sometimes y'all motherfuckers got to watch them old episodes of Sanford and Son and them old episodes of 227 and all of those shows like that that we used to laugh. Back growing up, the motherfuckers had some serious shit in it, in between the labs. So, right now, I'm getting ready to take a break because there's a couple of things I gotta do, and we getting ready to play this new song. My nigga Ant, Antisocial, Beasley. It's called Shut Up. Hood Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Six shots of Henny, now I'm chilling like a villain. Got her feeling like I'm feeling. How she stripping got me spending.
Thank God just do
750. Told me that her name was Tricky.
She did,
I'm
gonna
make it rain, run and grab your umbrella. We can do it in a bag. She said, oh, be good, fella. And what I've been trying to tell her, I'm a bad boy, killer. Now she getting scared, thriller. Got her passing out, Jay Spotter, you remember? If not, I got the big to rekindle. Don't put your hair out, come and lay your head down on my pillow. Lloyd got her screaming on my mic. I'm like, she like, and I'm about to come.
I beat her like a drum.
She bustin' like a Tommy Gun.
I got your girlfriend speaking tongue.
Got your girlfriend singing verses, hitting notes I've never heard it. Hitting notes like it's for birdies. Just bought her a Gucci purse and shot a fit with.
It's your boy, Riff.
Don't be blinded by all the lights and dreams, the nights and scenes and shining.
I got here without no help from luck. Got involved with some ducks, lost a couple bucks. Never know who you can trust, but that's all the time. Hard to keep my life in line with all these crooked cops. They hit the block like they ain't never seen the youngster need it. I put this shit on my life. I might be wrong, but I'm right. You gotta know what it's like. This ain't the perfect picture. We're rolling like it was stolen on my birthday. You're thinking of the days when I went for days. But it can't be the same, because the same ain't what it was. It was fun while it lasted, get past it. Round two, around you, they gon' lose it all. I truly fog, I hate is waiting on the fall. But that won't happen no time soon. I'm out here playing with you bitches, why you playing
with
food?
Don't be blinded by all the lights and dreams. The night it seems shiny things.
The things get you.
The jewels and all fancy clothes, expensive shoes and cars. It will all look like glamour.
What up, Makai? We get the building right here on this.
But you'll fall if you can't.
Famous, something like losing your life for nothing. Your repercussion ended up in other people's discussion. Seeming like they're not in front and see me, bitch, I never was. And lost my mind with something endless, weed and evilness corrupted. Seemed to me you lost a fortune, but I'm always into something. Writing, fighting, fucking cussing. Really, I don't need disruption. So me smoking calms me down. Drinking always got me jumping hoes. Always want a party, I'm just chilling, gotta grow up. Focus on my music, you can tell that I'm a smoker. So I roll another one, I body it like I'm a soldier. This love is ecstasy, your boy can feel it when I'm sober. I'm killing everything from November to October. I'm killing everything from November to October.
I'm killing everything from November to October.
Yeah, what up, Kai? We got this. I'm killing everything from November to October.
Don't be blinded by all the lights and dreams.
That's right.
Come on.
Y'all work. Value too.
The jewels and all the fancy clothes, expensive shoes.
Yeah, we got you right.
It will all look like glamour.
I know they hook.
But don't fall if you can't handle.
Six four six four seven eight zero 944. This is your boy E Max, man. And I just want y'all to know that usually on Saturdays we have, you know, a lot of new music coming out and all of that shit. But at this point, I'm promoting a new EP that I'm releasing. So you're going to hear a lot of E Max. And really, we just have we got a lot of shit that we want to talk about in a little bit of time, period. You know what I'm saying? So just call that number, man, if you want to talk or you want to listen. Otherwise, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com. And then once you hit that motherfucker, when it pays, come up, click live and music. And then, you know, you can listen to the show live online. Or you can also listen to any of the past shows and just talk and type in. Hood Talk Radio, basically, man. Google it, and, you know, pretty much all the shows come up. You missed any, and you want to hear what we're talking about. But it's a lot of shit out. Like, 4 years ago, I was bored with Facebook. I was bored with Instagram. I was bored with Twitter. I was bored on Tagged. I mean, man, I had about 10 motherfucking accounts out there with all kind of social media sites, man, promoting the show, the music, you know what I'm saying, putting up flyers and everything. I got my Reverb Nation, MySpace. I mean, man, it was all over the fucking place. I was bored. So I opened up my Google browser and I typed in what happened before Genesis 1. And to my amazement, it was so much shit out there, man. I could not believe, man, for about a year, man, I had to be at work at 6. I wasn't going to sleep till 4. I would come home, get straight on the fucking internet, man. I'm talking about 8, 10, 12 hours a day, man. I gained so much motherfucking a way I couldn't believe it, but it was filling me with alternative information. It was giving me the choice to make my decision based on the research I was doing. I got notebooks, research, dictionaries, Bibles, Qurans. I'm talking about, man, religion was my basic study, because I wanted to know where all this shit come from. The Sumerian tablets, the Mayan tablets, the Nakals, the Nagas, the Asian blacks. I'm talking about, man, I went everywhere. I studied the Hindu religions, the Buddhists, all of that shit, man. I could not believe they do not all say the same thing. And actually, out of 5,500, well, actually, it's about 70 to 85 core religions out there on this planet. And then they all reach out to sects, as they call them. S-E-C-T-S. Not S-E-X, nasty ass. But they all branch out into so many decks and sects. And believe it or not, lots of them, even though they're all under the same umbrella, they don't agree with each other. That's why they spread out like they do. Okay, as a Muslim, you got different types of Muslims. Christians, you got different types of Christians. Even the Jehovah's Witnesses is different sects within their kingdom halls and all of that shit. What do the Chinese people believe? They so secretive, we don't know nothing about their motherfucking ass, except that they sell everything. Cars, generators, hair, nails, t-shirts, socks, shoes, bottles, tape. Everything is made in China now. So, if you don't know why, first thing you got to do is look up the Federal Reserve banking system. Learn what fractional banking is. Lending, fractional, reserves. I know I'm having fun. I'm just talking this shit to my damn self. But it's all good, because at least I'm doing my motherfucking job. I'm putting the word out there. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can't get mad at me for telling y'all some shit that you may not believe. And truthfully, a lot of people say that shit to me too, but I have this idea that I'll listen and I'll hear you, but I'm going to soak that shit up and I'm going to check it out. So that's just me, man. But you got to figure out where we going based on where we came from. And it seems like for the past 2,000 years, at least the dark people have been targeted. But if you listen to the Yaqub story, if you know where Jacob from the Bible came from, the origins of that story, then I'm sure you would understand that we have been under attack for at least 6,000 years. And there's proof out there. You can't let them tell you that they don't have nothing, no proof of nothing past 4,000 years ago. Because you a damn lie. How did they know that the dinosaurs lived so many millions of years ago? How can they keep finding bones that's like a billion years old? But they can tell you it's a billion years old. Ask one of these motherfuckers how old. Ask the preacher how old the planet is. Ask them how old Christianity is. Y'all motherfuckers don't pay attention to shit. The great I am said I am. And when they asked Jesus where he came from, what did he say? The I am sent me. Okay? Damn, pay attention. The sheeple don't listen. With all the information out there regarding anything you can arm yourself with, The sheep will still don't want to go outside the comfort zone, handed it to them by the motherfucking controllers. Think, people. If somebody is super fucking wealthy and they ain't sharing this shit and you getting mad, it's because you didn't do what you had to do to get next to them. See, I heard something in a movie a long time ago that makes perfect sense. And I repeat it, and I repeat it. And I love when people think. Because I say shit like this. What makes them think they're going to teach you how to beat them? So you spend all your money, go to all these motherfucking colleges and everything, and yet you still end up working for somebody else, making somebody else rich. If you can make $100,000 a year and drive a Porsche, just imagine the fucker who owned the company is making. Idiot. But I think it's the same thing about people that don't never want to own a house. Never heard that? Wait a minute. I'm going to give you an analogy. Slave been on the plantation now about 40, let's say 40 years. Slave been on a, no, let's say the slave been on the plantation 20 years, working hard, just a super rich and doing good to the point where they getting all kind of accolades, and, you know, master gave you some plaques and a raise, and you know, you can get all the overtime you want, you can stay long as you want, help me make more money, I don't care. The master give you the opportunity, excuse me, to go out and own your own land. He said, listen here, for the measly price of this right here, and I'm going to make it affordable for you to get it, because I know you work for me, and even though you think you're making a lot of money, you really ain't getting that much, so I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm going to give you that, I'm going to give you that house over there. You pay me $6,000 over 30 years plus interest, and it belonged to you, all right? Now, you done already gave me 20 years of your life. I'm getting ready to reward you with something that I can just go out and buy, but you, unfortunately, going to have to work another 30 years for that. And as long as you do what you've been doing for me for the next 30 years, that belongs to you. And you say, you know what? That sounds good and all, but I don't think I'm going to be able to do that. How about if I just go find me one? And the master saying, all right, that's cool too. As a matter of fact, I got some that you can go and buy and fix up on your own. Then you thought about it. Oh, I got to pay my own water bill. Oh, I got to pay my own sewer bill. Oh, I got to pay my own motherfucking taxes and all of that shit. Nah, I think I'll keep paying rent. But you could be finished paying for this house, and it'll be worth three times as much in about 10 years. Nah, I don't want the responsibility or nothing like that. I'll just keep paying rent. Making somebody else motherfucking rich. Why the fuck wouldn't you want your own? And in buying your own, why wouldn't you want the land that your own sit on? How about do what, you know, you have the freedom to do? Some people say, oh, you trying to be like them? You trying to be like them? No, 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 no. If you buy some land, okay, you can put on it what you want to put on it. Now, you might have to go through some zones and some charters depending on what you want to put on your motherfucking land. And that's some bullshit, too. But that's what you call living in America. See, we can't talk about no other country because we don't live in another country. We live right here in an almighty USA. So if you buy some land, the governor still can tell you what you can and cannot put on that land. All right? And for all you motherfuckers had hopes and dreams of being a farmer, you better grow some weed. Because the government on your asses. FDA, Monsanto. Yeah, man. It's not. It's ConAgra now. Okay? It's no longer agriculture. We live in this strange times. A lot of people thinking that it's we living in the end times, and they only think that's because somebody said it. You know what I'm saying? But if you do your own research, if you look back at some historical facts, you'll notice that as human beings have been through this shit maybe more than once. Noah's flood wasn't the first flood. Sorry to bust your bubble. I think it was the third. According to historical information that I was able to come up with, 435,000 years ago, it happened. It could have been prevented then, like it could be prevented now. If those that's in charge of everything would just tell everybody why they putting bunkers under the ground and building underground cities and this and that and the other and stocking the grocery stores and all kind of shit, man. But we, as the sheep, we don't know this shit. They only tell us what they want us to know. And we're like, okay, I guess anything else is out of our motherfucking bounds, out of our reach, man. You dumb motherfuckers. So, y'all be cool with this shit, man. We're going to get into this new song by your boy E-Max. It's getting close to 10 o'clock. And we're going to take a break right quick. This is your boy, Max, man. I'll be back in a few minutes. Let's talk radio. Yes, sir. Unless you're greeting me, get the fuck out my face. Man, that's your boy, Max the Image, man. It's old, but it's new to you, so just get used to it there. 646-478-0944. I'm just sitting here with a thought, man. You know, I don't know when this shit started happening, but men start wearing women clothes and shit, performing and singing. I'm watching a little show with the Temptation on with some fucking showgirl shit on, man. It's crazy. But, you know, for real on everything, we got to be a little bit more vigilant with the information that we soak up. You got to get to the bottom of some shit, man. I mean, if all y'all Bible thumpers out there tell you that, man, study the show. Yourself approved so that you can answer any question a motherfucker asks you. You know what I mean? Especially when it comes to what you believe and what you will so called lay your life down for. Get the fuck out of here. Let a motherfucker say right now, if it was the end of the world and a motherfucker was walking down the street and say, "Do you believe in Jesus?" and they got a gun in your face, I guarantee you, you're going to say no. They ain't gonna let you live. Hey, you think that shit gonna happen for real? Come on, man. Stop the motherfucking madness. Oh, man. The sheepo don't listen. They put a sign, "In God We Trust," on the dollar bill. But they also got an Illuminati pyramid with a separated peak. With the three words, Novus Ordem Seclorum. Or Novus Ordo Seclorum. All right. Now, some people will translate that as our enterprise is a success or anything like that, but that's really Novus or Nuete or Neo. All of that means new. Ordo. Order. Or rule. Seclorum. secular world or worldly. So in other words, it's a new world order. If you flip your $100 bill over, Bala, it'll say Federal Reserve Note, not from the U.S. Treasury, a Federal Reserve Note. And that's because the Federal Reserve Bank prints and issues our money right here in the United States of America. We don't print our own money. And the Federal Reserve Bank is not a government institution. It is a private bank, and they lend money to corporations and governments. That's it. You can't go to the Fed and say, hey, I need to borrow a couple $1 trillion. Unless you got it. They're lending that shit to you then. But, you know, everything start with paying attention and doing a little bit of research. We used to call that shit studying, but now they call it research. So let's just do research, okay? You might come out a little bit better than you think. Oh, man. We got Officer Brillo out here getting in trouble just like, what's that other motherfucker, Zimmerman. When are you people going to understand that they 6,000 years is up? They know it, and they're trying to protect the birth of Yashmal, or the return of Yashmal, because that would be the unification of the planet. We would be back where we belong at 720 degrees with teachology and not tricknology at 120 degrees. See, tricknology is one third of the 360 degrees that we are all familiar with. 120. That's tricknology. Look that shit up if you don't understand it, y'all. All right? I'm going to play another song. This song right here, man, is what is needed. Hood Talk Radio.
The revolution will not be televised, y'all. Right here on Hip Hop on the 216 block. Well, let's go ahead. And we got a little special treat. Actually, my man Porter got a nice little special treat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ready to do this?
Oh, yeah.
You ready to do this?
I'm hoping they took in what they just heard.
Yes, indeed.
This is very different.
It's subliminal. So here we go. A little bit of instrumental right here. My man Porter about to freestyle. Freestyle it up.
The African Brio. The poet. The MC. From Gil Scott-Heron to me. The revolution will not be webcast. You won't need 3D glasses, HD TV, or Blu-ray to see the revolution, because it will happen clearly in front of your face. The revolution will not be webcast. You will not be able to find a revolution on Windows, MySpace, Facebook, and you definitely won't be able to tweet revolution on Twitter. The revolution won't be webcast. You won't be able to Google, YouTube, or Yahoo information on the revolution. To be honest, your MP3s, laptops, flash drives, and hard drives won't be able to cover all the information on the revolution. The revolution will not be webcast. The revolution will not be on digital cam, webcast, podcast, simulcast, or rebroadcast. When a revolution happens, there'll be no iPods, iPads, iTouch, touch screens, and even no Tickle Me Elmos. The revolution won't be webcast. The revolution is not a game to be played on Wii, DS, PlayStation, Nintendo, or Game Boy. When a revolution comes, Clear Channel and Radio 1 won't need to put it in rotation. You will not see the revolution on BET's 106 and Park video of the day, or on MTV, VHS, or Entertainment Tonight. The revolution will not be webcast. Because of KRS, Chuck D, Pop, Big, the next time a Waka Flocka says lyricism don't matter and is overrated, we'll run him out of town after giving him a rhyming dictionary. The revolution won't be webcast.
In the revolution, a bikini-wearing, beauty pageant-winning, can see Russia from outside her Alaskan window, won't become a well-respected book-writing political juggernaut. As a matter of fact, Sarah Palin and her Tea Party will be replaced by Sister Elaine's Cocoa Party. The revolution won't be webcast. Once the revolution comes, if the police act like beasts, we'll use a hit and run to make it cease. When the revolution comes, Negroes will use the words Panthers, Moors, Nationalism, Malcolm, Martin, Garvey, and we'll use those words with pride. The revolution won't be webcast. When the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. I repeat, when the revolution comes, blacks will no longer have to call themselves Amer-Eurasians and move way out to hide their blackness. The revolution will not be webcast. As a matter of fact, the CIA, FBI, ATF, Skull and Bones, and the Illuminati won't stop the revolution. The revolution won't be webcast, won't be webcast, won't be webcast. Peace.
That's hip hop. That is hip hop. It definitely won't be televised, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's that boy, Jeff Kilroy. The revolution. Well, we're going to have a brainstorming revolution where everybody going to have to use that cranium and question everything. People don't like it when you question everything because that indicates you're looking for some facts and not just some shit you can throw out to me to appease my curiosity. You know what I'm saying? Give me facts. Where you get that resource? You know what I'm saying? Or where did you learn that? You know what I'm saying? They don't want to tell you and shit, then that's some shit they want to do to control your ass. And that's what we're dealing with. And more and more and more, this motherfucking country is turning into a dictatorship. I keep saying all the time, man, we don't live in a democracy no more. And truthfully, that could be a good thing. Because if 30 million motherfuckers say you wrong, and 5 say you right, and, you know, who do you think is going to sway? But if you paid attention to any of the elections we've had over the past 12 years, you notice that even though the majority voted one way, that it's the small 12 members of the Electoral College that decides who wins. We want to know who the fuck the Electoral College is. Because they running everything. Now, on some personal shit, y'all, I want to give y'all something. We got a lot of, well, I don't know, but I would call it feminine acting men out here. Driving, looking in the rearview mirror, trying to see who's looking at them, turn the corner, talking on the phone with the hand. I mean, trying to drive with the phone up on the mirror. Like, you know, by holding your phone up in the air while texting, that'll help you keep your eyes on the road. That type of shit. When you driving slow, talking on your motherfucking cell phone, you're supposed to get in the right lane. I ain't the police, but, I mean, some motherfuckers believe that fuck everybody else. You know, I'm on my phone and I'm driving. I don't get it. Dudes, stop acting like you need a little motherfucking attention. Okay, they my motherfucking fault. It ain't. As a driver, it's not my fault that you didn't get no attention as a child. Or you got too much attention as a child, and as you got older, then you're still looking for it. So you want to make sure everybody is paying attention to you. Fuck your punk ass. You know what I mean? Pull the fuck over and talk on your phone. You know what I mean? When you going to work, It's 6 o'clock in the morning. If you just left your girl and you got to call and talk to her till you get to work, man, punk ass, hang that phone up. Let that girl have a life, motherfucker. Stop wearing them tight ass pink jeans with the glitter on it, dude. Okay? Pink socks and pink shoes. What the fuck is that, man? A green shirt with some pink socks and some sky blue shoes, but you a thug. Man, get the fuck out of here. Motherfucking rich fags put that shit on. And because they can rap good, you gonna wear that shit. Fucking faggot. The whole world is going to the booty, man. You know what the fuck that shit is all about. But it ain't biblical, idiots. See, let me give y'all some shit about the depopulation program that you never thought about. Notice now they got all these different types of condoms. Now, we always had different types of condoms. Flavor condoms, color condoms, ribbed, extra lubrication, dry. Now they got the condoms that will please you as well as please her. Now, what the fuck is that? What man don't already like the way coochie feel? The man that likes sticking their dick in booties. Hey, sometimes, you know, the motherfucker got to do what he got to do to get a promotion and shit, and the boss might be a faggot and might want to get down with some Illuminati type shit and say you got to screw him. A thirsty nigga gonna ball him. You gonna go buy one of those double pleasurized rubbers. Because that's what them folks. I don't know no straight man who need a rubber to pleasure him while he making love to a woman. You might come too quick, nigga. Never thought about that, huh? You thought, let's try that shit. That's some Duke Shoot product. See, they get crafty with their motherfucking advertisements, man. You know what I'm saying? So, a condom should only provide pleasure to the person that's receiving it. That's some gay shit, y'all. I'm sorry to say. Ding! Wake the fuck up. The light bulb should have came on. Silly.
I can't help it, man. I can't help it, man. I mean, shit, I think. I'm sorry.
All right, another part of the, that's just a part of the gay agenda. You see, the gay promoting the gay shit is really keeping motherfucking babies from being born because if a fag look good to you, you know, and if they promote the booty shaking fags enough, a whole bunch of men gonna do like they did back in the days. You know what I mean? They gonna get together and start busting each other, man. Hold on one second. We have to do some things. So y'all better figure out what part of the fence you want to be on. The hot side. You can't be in the middle. Now, that's one part of the population control agenda. They promote homosexuality. My batteries must be going, or they don't want me to talk about the gays for the next 18 minutes. Another trick they use in the population, you don't know, talk about his his vaccine program. Which does, you know, it controls some of the populations. That's one. Well, actually, that's two. The medicines and the food that we eat, man, is sterilizing people. All right? We getting chemtrails, and I don't give a fuck what nobody say, man. Them chemtrails is being placed in the sky for real. And there's a whole lot of theories out there about why they're doing this shit. They keep telling us about global warming, like we killing the planet or something. But there is evidence, man, that you can take every person in the world. I don't know how true it is about Florida itself, but you can damn near take everybody in the country and squeeze us into Florida. So look at all of the mountainous areas and look at all of the hills and the grasslands and the shit that we can't occupy. Tell me that the North and the South Pole are not cold enough to continue to regulate the motherfucking temperature of the natural planet like it's been doing for who knows how many billions of years. It might be a nation that's got an alien on it. You know what I mean? For real. But it's just some shit that'll make you be like, this nigga tripping. Or he might have a point. And shit, truthfully, man, I'm only sharing with y'all the shit that I figured out and I found out. I just do a little bit of study about the shit, man, for real. Like, for instance, hell ain't supposed to have nothing pleasure in it. So how can a demon find pleasure in hell tormenting lost souls? Wouldn't be hell then, would it? Just like motherfuckers like going to jail. It ain't so bad if you like that shit. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers ain't scared of going to jail. They scared of getting caught. Fuck it. If they get caught, they going to jail. That's just part of the game, man. Don't y'all know the rule? But the thing is, man, see the difference between us as dummies and those stupid rich motherfuckers is when they do illegal shit and get caught, take care of their motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? For the rest of their lives. Ain't nobody being affected. They paying for their own phone calls and all of that shit. You know what I mean? Food. Got TVs and walkie-talkies and all kind of shit and high conjugal visits. Shit the average poor man who go to the county jail can't even think about. You ever notice the motherfucker that be sitting there reading all the goddamn time in jail and shit? Do you really think he reading something you would? Nah. See, a lot of these wealthy authors and this and that and the other, man, they know that there's a written code. And so when they write these books, they always write their codes within these motherfucking books. It's an information thing, man. And unless you understand, you're done for. They pulling it over your eyeballs. So here we go with some new shit. And all of that is going to go. Damn, I never saw this one, man. Terminator 3. Nah. Look, man, I'm going to take a break before we get ready to close this show out. It is 10:17. We got about 12 and a half minutes left. Educate you for a minute. We'll talk right now.
Little butt out that door. 5, talking to you. You know the ones that's chilling by the door, hanging out by the stove. For real, when you need to be in school, you think you're cool. It ain't working, you know what I'm saying? You know everybody call you a bopper, right? You all over the place and you really ain't where you need to be. But peep this, check this out. So you're cool, bopping through the halls, skipping class, playing basketball. Cool, so you think you got it all, cause you're big and tall, but you're dumb and all, but you don't see it that way. Wait until graduation day, when they don't call your name, and you're gonna feel ashamed, but you still just came. Ooh, listen to me, I don't have a PhD, cause I regretted you, see, cause I keep working hard daily. Gonna be late, yeah. Here come the school bus, you're late. Go to school. Learn your ABCs. Learn your 1, 2, 3s and how to triple them up and double them up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get your little butt out of that door. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yes, sir. Classic E-Max, man. We're going to actually remaster that song there, man. And put it back out again because it's so needed right now. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to the phone lines and bring in 216-804. What it do?
Man, I'm looking forward to this coming Saturday. You know, I just want to give this real quick and let people know that if you choose that this Saturday, June the 13th, 1:30 p.m., Cleveland State University, room 136, Black Studies Department, the Warriors movie will be showing. No, not Stephon Curry, but the Warriors come out and play, as well as the NWA short film documentary, and that'll be going on at 1899. Between Euclid Avenue and Chester, 1899, the main classroom building, right on East 22nd Street. And also later on that evening, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., standing ovation party, which will be happening at 11209 Kinsman, right on 11209 Kinsman at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex, the standing ovation for our courageous women. BYOB, tickets are 10 in advance, 15 at the door. For tickets, you can call 216-804-7462 or 216-486-0236. And for those people who might not know, hey, you've done so much in the community and stuff like that, Brother Emax. And you know, folks, hey, any fan that I know you keep your notebooks and stuff like that, anybody that you think has supported your show in the fullest, man, feel free to call. Let them know if they want to reach back out. You got 10 things coming for you, man. So it's
that's what's up.
A guest and maybe 8 other people from your hood tune show and what have you. You will be considered one of our sponsors, official sponsors, because of the fact that we have been given announcements through your show, which makes you a legitimate sponsor. And it's our way of saying thank you. So we appreciate you.
Hey, no thing, man. No thing, no doubt. It's all good. We appreciate that love, man. And make sure, too. You know what I'm saying? Because it's right in the hood.
You ain't lying, man. We could have went way out, but we made sure that it was accessible for people to get to and enjoy. Once you go in there, you're going to look around and say, wait a minute. And the B&M menu is definitely open for people to pick things up off there. But they're going to say, wait a minute, I can't believe that this man spent money like that in the hood. But why not?
Why not? That's what's happening, man. That is what's up. So outside of that, Al, what's going on with you, man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I'll tell you, man, I love it, man. I'm not even going to lie. I love it because I'm like this here. I'm looking forward to seeing the finals. I would love to see the Cavs win the finals because this. In a minute or not, or a minute or less, if the Cavs win the finals, I'm one of those that would like to take the projected money of how much money has come into the city, Cleveland, downtown, add that up with the first major Republican debate that will happen this year, add that up with the Republican National Convention next year, see how many millions are coming into Cleveland, and then get out there and demand, where's our cut for the inner city? I have an ulterior motive to seeing all this money come in. And you'll know the ulterior motive, so people, you can hear tonight. You will hear my mouth after we win the finals, because I expect us to. I'm rooting for us to. But then afterwards, we want to demand around August, after that first debate, what's our cut? Even if I have to take a pie chart down to City Hall for a press conference and show how much money we may not be getting. So there we go.
And that's the truth. And make sure you get the same thing when the RNC comes. Because I wanted to see if Al Sharpton, what he said, was going to come to fruition.
Right.
That's my new favorite word. Slogan, rather.
Because
he said that when RNC came here, that he was going to take up the issues of the black people in the city and the blight and the disparity between the rich and the poor, especially the black and the white. What's going on here? He said he's going to put it in the middle and make sure that it's on the table. I said, damn, Al Sharpton must got a check. But they ain't going to listen to him if he ain't put no check on the table.
That's right. I believe that.
It's a shame, but the truth of the matter is, y'all, now, we done everything we could to try to get ourselves in order in this country. And one thing that I do believe that old Umar Johnson, just listen to that name.
Ooh.
Umar Abdullah Johnson. Okay. Now, he said that if black people was to cut a check and give it to and support somebody's campaign that they think is going to win, we just might have a voice and not keep making noise. Now, this is what they said. You know, everybody has seen some of the Hidden Colors movies, but they might have just watched it and not paid attention to it. They're selling you something. But in the premise of selling you something, they're giving you a little bit of knowledge. It's like if I wanted to sell you one of my famous cheesecakes, which I don't make, by the way. I just love them.
Right.
But if I wanted to sell you, if I said this cheesecake is the best you ever going to taste, to get you hooked on it, I'm going to give you a sample. I'll give it to you in a grocery store in a little square on a toothpick and make you want to buy a whole one. So the information that you was receiving whether it was bootleg or whether it was, you know, you went out and saw the movie. You should have paid attention to the little stuff. Because when they wasn't giving you information, they were selling you something. And basically what they were selling you was that one of the reasons black people don't have nothing in this country is because we don't cut checks. Mm. My retort was, how can we when they keep shutting us out of every goddamn thing?
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't just been going on since Jesus so-called died. It's been going on for 6,000 or more years. The information is out there. I keep telling everybody, man, check the Yaqub story. For all y'all politically correct people, find the origins of Jacob. That's how you're going to know. 6,000 years is up and they know it. Back in the days when they had the COINTELPRO operations going on, it was something else. But now they call it the depopulation agenda. So, y'all know, man, y'all got to keep your eyes and y'all ears open out there, man. Read a little bit. When you read, have a dictionary somewhere close by. You're going to come across something you don't understand, and it would be to your benefit to comprehend what is being said to you. All right. So I wish everybody a good night. I thank Al for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
And sharing that information with us, man. Peace to everybody out there. I love you all. And y'all come on, tune back in next Wednesday at 9 o'clock. All right. Friday night, y'all. It's radio. We got some new music going up.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.